the Beauty from the Ashes podcast. I'm so thankful that you joined me today, and I hope that you will find today's episode a blessing and an encouragement to you. I'm going to finish up today talking about some things from my first book that are very beneficial in realizing that your past was all for a reason, that it all plays a part in your beautiful purpose. Whether it was bad things, whether it was good things, they all have a purpose and they all had a job to do. And so today, I hope that you will join me as we talk about whether or not we are willing. If you've been listening to my show from the beginning, then you know I started off by saying that the biggest compliment I've ever been given in my life was for someone to tell me that they appreciated my honesty and my transparency, how real I was. But friend, I want you to know that it didn't happen overnight, and the process of getting there was not easy. I had to learn that God placed all those things, all that stuff, as I like to call it, in my life for a reason and a purpose. And now that I know what that purpose is, I share it every chance I get because I want people to understand that they don't have to be a certain type of person to be used by God. And that's why I decided for these last several episodes to share these things with you, because I just want you to understand that God can use you no matter what. You just have to be willing. That's it. God is the only one that can take a life that we consider one big mess up, and He can turn it into something that can bring glory and honor to Him. I never want to condone anyone living in sin. Instead, I would rather encourage godly, clean living because, let's face it, there's a whole lot less heartache attached to a reputable life than in an unreputable one. However, I can say that no matter how many times you've messed up, no matter how many things you wish you could go back and change, God can take every one of those circumstances and use them to shape your heart into a heart that shines the love of Jesus to a lost and dying world. And you may be an encouragement to someone that no one else could ever reach. I can only imagine the group of women that looked to Mary Magdalene. Jesus healed her. This is a woman that had been possessed with evil spirits. And I know that she must have thought, Jesus, if He can allow me to be healed, and if He allows me to follow Him and serve Him after all that I've said and done, then surely He can forgive someone else and allow them to serve as well. And I don't know, but I just imagine that Mary went and shared her story with people and relatives and friends. And I really can see her encouraging people to do the same thing, to just go to Jesus and then tell what Jesus has done for them so that they can make a difference in someone else too. This is the woman that in Matthew 11:28, He says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." She did just that. And friend, He will give you such restorative rest too if you will just come to Him. He wants to heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. And the healing process, although it's not pleasant, it's just so refreshing. I remember when my kids were little and they'd get a scratch or a cut that needed to be cleaned, they would beg for me to just put a Band-Aid on it, Mom, just put a Band-Aid on it, because they knew what was coming. I had to clean that cut. And sometimes it was more than with just soap and water. Sometimes I'd have to use the peroxide and the alcohol. And my heart would hurt as I poured that alcohol over their wounds, because I knew through their screaming and their tears, I knew I was hurting them. And that's the last thing that I wanted to do. But if I would have just slapped a Band-Aid on it, I would have left the dirt and the germs in that wound. I would have risked them getting an infection, which could have led to much bigger issues than just a minor cut. And sometimes we have to realize that a little discomfort or even pain is necessary for healing. Brothers and sisters in Christ, love and embrace your story. God gave each one of us our very own. I need you to look back through your pages. I need you to look back through the past and find those potential treasures, or what we used to call scars. Push away the negative feelings associated with them and discover the gems that Christ meant them to be. Maybe your scars haven't healed yet, and that's okay. Maybe Jesus is still pouring spiritual alcohol over your wounds. Trust that he knows what he's doing and that he does what he does for you because he loves you and he knows what's best for you. He's still writing your story. He's still writing all of our stories. And one day you'll be able to say, this is who I was, but thanks be to God, this is who I am today. We all know who Corrie Ten Boom is. She was a Nazi prison camp survivor. She embraced her story and was able to say, this is what the past was for. Every experience God gives us, every person he puts in our lives is the perfect preparation for the future that only he can see. How our perspective changes when we give our stories to God. Remember that God did some powerful things with dirt in the very beginning. He formed man with it. Later, after he came to earth in the form of a man, Jesus Christ spit in the dirt. He rubbed it on a man's eyes. And when the man went to the pool to wash away the mud from his eyes, he could see. God took dirt and he used it to make something very beautiful happen. And it's the same with the dirt in our lives. God can take all of our dirt, all of our dirty mistakes, our dirty lies, every dirty deed, and he can turn it into something beautiful for him. So, with all of that being said, yes, I'm very transparent. I'm very real with my story. Does that make me proud of all the bad things that I did? No, it doesn't. Not at all. It's made me realize even more my need for a savior, a redeemer. And redeemed I have been by the most loving, the most merciful, the most gracious God. And if all I can ever do is share my story and be real and transparent with the crowd that's thirsting for self-forgiveness or encouragement, then I will continue to share that story over and over and over again. And I want you to be part of that. I want you, after you have realized how gracious and loving and forgiving our God is, after you have been redeemed and restored from a very ugly, painful past, I want you to take that story and I want you to use it for his glory. And I want you to walk out the rest of your days knowing and looking at life so differently, having a change of perspective, and knowing that everything that comes into your life, good and bad, is preparing you for something else that God has for you to do. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me. I know this has been a short episode, but that wraps up pretty much the whole purpose of my book, the whole subject of my book. I just want the readers and you, my listeners, to understand how important, how vital your story is and how useful your story can be in someone else's life, how you can use your story and change someone else's story, change their perspective by pointing them to God. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this has been an encouragement to you. I pray that I have given you the hope, maybe the courage to face your past and accept it as something beautiful that God has deemed necessary for you in order to walk out your purpose for Christ. Embrace it. Embrace your story. Embrace your purpose and now walk it out. I love you, friends, and I'll see you next time here on Beauty from the Ashes.